from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a hump day edition.
Hump day.
Hump day.
On Sean, RJ, and Bobby, we are commercial free. Up until 8 o'clock here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, Sean Treife, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton running things live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Shout out to Kid Cowboys, Solo, Brent, David, Gregory as well. And I've avoided this for the last 2 or 3 years. Kevin Gray sent it to me, went all over the internet. So I was like, screw it. We'll acknowledge it here for just a second. I can't stand this story. It brings zero value to me or anyone else that likes the Dallas Cowboys or follows them. As Sportico released the news that the Cowboys are now valued at $10.32 billion.
So that's improvement.
It is improvement. The most valuable sports franchise in the world and the first ever to crack $10 billion. According to the evaluation. I mean, who cares? Who cares besides the Joneses? No one cares. I guess you can use it as a Cowboy fan to brag that you're still America's team and you still have that value and all that. But all this does is piss off Cowboy fans because they believe this is Jerry's Super Bowl.
Let's say they've won 2 Super Bowls in the last decade. Is that $10.32 billion number any different, do you think? Like, do you think it has...
Of course.
So you think it could be even higher? Because I think their branding is so above anything related to results that it's just, this is the brand and that's why I think it's so valuable, is that I don't know that winning even boosts it anymore because it just is the brand of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I think it boosts it more, in my opinion. In September, Forbes valued the Cowboys at $9 billion. Have you seen the rest of the list? Don't look.
Yes. No, I did not. I think I saw who second place was.
I just saw the very back end of the list.
Second place?
Rams.
Would you have guessed that?
No.
LA, I would have guessed the Giants probably were just because of market and what? Prestige.
So Jerry essentially is the owner of the two most valuable franchises right. In sports. Because he is responsible for the Rams in L.A.
Rams, $7.79 billion, followed by the Giants, $7.65. Then?
The Patriots.
Giants, you said...
Patriots, $7.3. Oh, wow. I'm surprised that it's still up there.
The
New England Patriots, before Tom Brady, when we were growing up...
Nothing.
They were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the AFC.
They absolutely were.
A horrid, horrid joke.
What they do have, though, and this is the same thing Denver has, is they are one of the only teams that has an entire region of the country. Right? They control all of the New England. Like, Denver controls basically all the mountain time zone. And New England controls all, and, you know, Seattle too, right? All the Pacific Northwest, the Seahawks.
Well, that's what I mean in terms of, do results matter totally? Because, like we say, the Giants being high on this list, they haven't done anything recently. The Patriots have struggled a lot. That doesn't seem to have dinged their value. Like, I think it matters in establishing, getting you up to that point, but it feels like once you get to a certain point, like, that's your value. That's your branding at that point.
And then, number five on the list is San Francisco. So the Eagles, 6.75. The Commanders, 6.3, are listed 8th and 10th.
And to be clear, that's not an NFL list that you're reading off of. That is the most valuable sports franchise. It's just heavy NFL at the top.
The 32 NFL teams collectively are worth $190 billion, including team-related businesses and real estate held by the owners. So I don't know why they say the franchises are worth $190 billion when we're throwing their real estate into it.
Yeah, because at that point, right. I don't know, it's like a net worth, like you don't separate from the owner, I guess is what it would be.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's your list that we all roll our eyes at every single year, at least I do.
Where were the Indiana Fever on this list? How much?
No, this is just football.
No, it's not. It's all sports in North America.
But the Dallas Wings have moved up the list.
The Dallas Wings have. The Dallas Wings are now the most valuable franchise in the WNBA. They have been valued at $209 million after an investment. Two investors had purchased half a share of the Dallas Wings. And so because of the price they paid, their valuation is now projected out at $209 million, which...
That's number one in the league?
That's number one in the league.
How? How are the Wings the most valuable franchise?
I mean, that's a great question.
How's it not Vegas? How's it not LA? How's it not the Fever?
The Fever. I know. Like Caitlin that? Clark, you would think, would make a difference there. In fact, this list of all sports, very last on this list, 153rd was CF Montreal in soccer. That is the least valuable franchise, 153rd at $440 million.
So where
more
was
than double the most valuable WNBA team?
Where were the Warriors and Dodgers and Yankees?
Let's see. The Warriors were second overall. They were $8.28 billion.
Whoa.
Let's see. Where were the Yankees on this list? Yankees were third, 7.93.
Okay, so this wasn't just an NFL list.
No, NFL had out of the top 26, they had all but like five.
Right, and they would have, so it would be the Warriors, Yankees, Dodgers, and probably Knicks.
I wonder where the Texas Rangers are on this list.
All right, where...
$2.3 billion.
Why are we freaking out? Why are we overreacting to the Cowboys' offseason?
We're overreacting to the Cowboys' offseason because we're too worried about all the other players on the team. And we should just be worried about who the quarterback is.
The unsigned one.
That's exactly what we're worried about. It's what we've talked about all offseason.
Right. Well, in terms of this year, in terms of what they're going to do this year.
And the quarterback without his receiver.
Right, but that doesn't matter because he's paid $60 million to find CeeDee Lamb. Their odds to make the playoffs this year, what percent would their odds would you put on their chances of making the postseason?
45%.
65% or 70%.
Okay. So would you be surprised that it was 78% on ESPN's FPI, which is their football power index, which is like a predictive model? That wouldn't surprise me at all, right?
No.
The other teams, like, you know, for example, Kansas City is 87%. That is accounting for basically Patrick Mahomes' injury. San Fran, 86. Baltimore, 79, rounding up. Detroit, 81. Green Bay, 65. Buffalo, 70. Houston, 65%. The Cowboys, 78%. Philadelphia, 79%. That surprised me a little bit. Miami, 60%. You know, Rams, 47. You know, we went into this offseason, and as we've gone through it, all the dejection of, oh, they didn't sign this guy, they didn't sign that guy. They lost 48 players off their defense. It was a gut punch. It was really a gut punch. But as we get closer to the start of the season, it's like, all right, you know what? They're still going to make the postseason. barring a major injury to the quarterback, they're still going to make the playoffs.
And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
History shows us that in the NFC, it is such a wide-open crapshoot. Nobody goes back to the Super Bowl in the NFC.
And
nobody.
And everybody knows and recognizes that, and that's why fans were so pissed off this offseason, is that you did nothing and you still have a 78% chance to make the playoffs because it's that vulnerable. That's the position you're in. You did nothing to take advantage of that vulnerability this offseason.
But you're right, but let me ask you this. The key competitor in the division, or in the conference, San Fran, is willfully going to move on from their number one wide receiver.
Arguably.
Yeah. Arguably.
Mm-hmm.
And in their place will be, in his place, will be a really amazing pocket knife that is getting quite injured, right? And a relative unknown.
Well, they have Kittle, McCaffrey, and Debo.
They do it. Well, we have Jake Ferguson.
Kittle, McCaffrey, Debo, and then a first-round pick at receiver.
And they can lose.
Yeah, they do, but we don't know. We have no idea what he's going to be.
And they can lose Ayuk. They're that much better than we are. The San Francisco 49ers are 14 points better than the Cowboys.
I mean, they wouldn't be favored by 14.
They wouldn't be favored by 14.
They'd be favored by what, 6.5?
They beat them by 10.
Let's forget Vegas for a sec. Would you pick, if you were just saying no Vegas odds, no betting on anything, would you pick San Francisco by fewer than 14 points right now if they were playing?
I would not. I would probably pick it by 9 or 10. Yeah, but I would definitely pick
it. If I gave you 9.5, you'd take San Fran.
Probably.
Yeah, they're that much better.
They're absolutely better team.
I think we're talking about two different goals here. I think we're talking about two different mindsets. Your mindset and what you're quoting from a lot of these numbers is, hey, it's just a crapshoot. Just get in. The other mindset is, man, do something to try to definitely be better than Detroit and Green Bay, and Philadelphia, which people are severely doubting right now.
They're doubting, no doubt.
The opportunity that they have blown, that they have screwed up, since I've covered this team in this division and now in the conference for 15 years, is a joke. Like, it is, they had such an opportunity. So My mindset is not just, okay, get in when I know San Fran's better. There are people who believe Detroit is better. People are wondering if Green Bay is definitely better. Versus like, all right, like try to do something to be better than those others and maybe just behind San Francisco.
They could have done something to be better than Detroit and be better than Green Bay. There's nobody and there's no nothing they could have done this offseason to be better than San Francisco. Nothing. There's no player, nothing that they could have done to be better than San Francisco. Their only hope is get in, have a good day on their bad day.
Yeah.
That's That's the formula to beat San Fran if you're the Cowboys. You don't have another formula. There's no they could have signed in the offseason Myles Garrett and Jair Alexander or whoever, and they still would not have been better than San Francisco. They also could have added Tyreek Hill in the offseason, okay, and they would not have been better than San Francisco. There's nothing they could have done.
That mean that you don't improve?
No, it doesn't mean you don't improve. What I'm saying is that your formula is still the same. You need to have a good day on their bad day.
I thought you... Are you citing this Barnwell stuff right now?
No. This is
Barnwell. No, but the segment.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but that's the point of that. Like, they're still going to go back to the postseason.
But they're in the spot the Mavericks were in the entire 2000s, where they reached a point where everybody said, I don't give a damn that you're winning 50 games every year. Like, you're losing in the second round of the Spurs every year.
Yeah.
Or you're losing to the Kings. Like, I don't care anymore.
But what did it take? I mean, for them to finally win the title in 2011, they had to carve a path to where the Spurs got knocked out. Was it either Memphis or OKC that knocked them out? And then they had to go through their nemesis. The same thing needs to happen. They had to avoid San Fran.
That feels like revisionist history to me, to treat it as
they
if.
Needed to have Chicago lose to Miami because they matched up better with Miami than they did the Bulls.
Nobody was asking for Miami over Chicago at the time. Somebody
who worked for the Mavericks that year was me, because I watched every damn game that year, and I absolutely preferred Miami over Chicago.
Regardless, just a comparison to say, people got tired of it with the Mavericks. People are tired of it now with the Cowboys, where it's like, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't move the needle. It's you're just doing enough to stay. When is the last time we feel like they made a championship move? Because like an Amari Cooper trade does not count. An Amari Cooper trade is salvage your season.
Right.
When was the last time they said, we're in contention right now and we're going for it. We're going to be the Patriots and going and signing Darrelle Revis.
This is radio suicide to say this, but I'm just going to be honest as we try to be. I'm looking forward to my Mike Bassick moment in the season where I say, all right, they got me. They flipped me. I believe. Because right now today, my mindset for the regular season is I don't care. Whatever. They can beat Cleveland by 14 in the opener, and I won't care until it's the second round playoff game and they go to the NFC Championship. That is my mindset right now. I look forward to the emotional roller coaster of the NFL season to make me flip and take this statement back on August 14th at 7:35 in the morning. Because that's what always happens to Bassick, although he may have been Cowboy dead inside for the last year or two. That's the way I feel about it. Mail-in regular season, wake me up after the second round win. Otherwise, I don't care. Otherwise, I'm rooting for implosion.
Oh, implosion would be, I mean, that'd be one obvious avenue to go down because, I mean, let's be fair. If Dak Prescott's better than Brock Purdy, the Cowboys win the game. He was not better than Jordan Love. That's why they lost the game. But, I mean, it doesn't boil down.
No, that was an all-around. I'll never let anyone put one direction of blame for that Packer game. Dan Quinn, that's on his head, and that defense sucked, too. Everyone sucked.
Absolutely.
Everyone sucked.
It absolutely was a team effort. Jordan Love played a tremendous game.
Yeah.
Tremendous game. I put the credit... Blaming the Cowboys' defense is taking away the credit from Jordan Love. Jordan Love was the reason they won that game.
Okay, well, I mean, he was throwing to 30-yard wide-open receivers, yeah, too.
The guy, like, could... He was
making great
down
throws
back
off
up.
His back foot on 3rd and 17.
All right.
Like, he was making tremendous plays.
Are we getting to Bill Barnwell?
We are. This is it. We're doing it. It's about the quarterback. And they have the Cowboys as the 8th most likely team to return, and he puts it there because he doesn't think that they're as good as the numbers would suggest.
The 8th most likely team to return to the playoffs. That doesn't seem very high.
It does not, because he's going against, because they have, like I said, 78% chance of returning. Houston's ahead of them with a 65% chance. Buffalo's ahead of them with a 70. Green Bay's ahead of them with a 65. The only teams that have a greater chance of returning to the postseason are Detroit, Baltimore, San Fran, and Kansas City.
So let me
from
ask
a
you
numbers perspective.
Let me ask you this question. When you go on the radio in other markets and they have you on, RJ Choppy, the fan in D.C.
Oh, so the V-CIN yesterday.
Wow. Oh, Lombardi? Whoa.
Patrick Maher.
Oh,
Stassi's guy.
Bravo. Bravo Liberty.
Yeah, my Bravo Liberty.
When you go on there, do you tell them, do you make fun of the Cowboys and crush their offseason, or do you tell the hosts and that listening audience, hey, a total overreaction meltdown in Dallas? Everyone's whining and crying. They're going to be just fine. Which tone do you take?
I mean, I do criticize the offseason. I think the offseason was a disaster, but okay. I also do say this is still a playoff team.
Okay, so
yeah,
what?
They're still going to win 11 or 12 games.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose in the playoffs because, quite frankly, the quarterback isn't as good as Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Or Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen.
All right.
Like, they're going to go as far as Dak takes them. And if he's better, if he's better than Jordan Love in a playoff game, then they're going to win that playoff game. And if he's better than Jared Goff, then they're going to win that playoff game. But eventually, they're going to run into a player that he just isn't capable. He's not capable of being better than Patrick Mahomes. Now, on a certain day,
yeah,
sure. But if you were to take your chances, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to be better than him on, you know, 7 out of 10 games.
Not what the number says over the last 60 games.
Well, that's true, Bobby. You've seen that graphic. Yes.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. There it is. So Choppy is saying a little bit of an overreaction to the Cowboys. Panic.
That Kool-Aid tastes good, don't it, Chop?
That what?
That Kool-Aid tastes good, don't it, Chop?
There ain't no Kool-Aid. He's just fine with getting in.
She's been dead
That's
for a
nasty.
While, Chop.
You know what? Hit the button.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.